This segment of the Mobile Show is sponsored by CarBuddy Corporation. Easier global mobility with the CarBuddy Global Mobility Access Pass. Check it out at facebook.com/TheCarBuddy. Order yours today.
Hi, this is Robbie McGirt, host of the McGirt Show on blogtalkradio.com/TheMcGirt. And we want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. You can check us out each Friday, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also 24 hours, 7 days a week on blogtalkradio.com/TheMcGirt. We are so happy to have with us today owner of Ebony Inc. Public Relations Company out of Boston, New York, Ms. Ebony McGleese. And we want to thank you and welcome you to the McGirt Show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
We're excited.
Thank you for the opportunity to have the McGirt Show at the time of the McGirt Show.
Yes, and we're so happy for you taking time out of your business schedule to be a part of the show. Kind of give us some background as to what motivated you or inspired you to start the public relations company that you have.
Well, I think I can relate to anyone anywhere, so I feel like any call with my name get the best service as possible, but also just knowing that they can kind of trust and go with your own term. That's not just a one-stop shop when you come in. So you can actually feel comfortable and trust that you can trust any of your projects, any of your projects.
Awesome. Now, let me get your assessment on this, because sometimes we run into people who, I've been people on social media who they have a public relations or publicist. Let me say this. I think they have a publicist. Do you recommend someone that is not well known to have a publicist, or do they need to wait and get their name out there further before they get a publicist?
Well, I think, honestly, there isn't many options if you're in the field. And I think each public relations service, personnel, I guess, I think there are their own ways of getting you can, you know, I think it's up to the person who's looking for the service, you know, what their preference is. A lot of times, some people go through a big company with their knowledge, they don't get treated or perceived the right way. Whereas if you work with someone that's not known, they'll be more personal, they'll be more quality work as opposed to, you know, just quantity and spending all of your money. If someone took up the business, they care less about how they represent them.
Gotcha. And for the person that's listening that doesn't even know, because believe it or not, there are people out there that may be listening, they don't even know how a public relations person handles or what, how does the whole process goes, what goes into having a public relations manager. So what I want to do is kind of like give a demonstration. Let's say, hypothetically, I'm a client and I'm interested in retaining your company to be my public relations firm, what goes into getting everything rolling?
Well, the first thing that was considered is, you know, would be, I would have to figure out, you know, who you are. That's most important to my family and my business, my company. I really want to know who you are and what you're looking for and where you're looking to go in the next step. I don't have, you know, even if you have business, but they just do over and over in the same context. I, you know, have multiple avenues of contact, so I'm trying to find that the right fit. How things would get started after that would be, we would focus on the project. What project is, you know, what project are you working on right now? And they come in different forms, and like I said, I cater to the fashion industry, the entertainment industry, as well as the non-profit sectors. So the products can come in different ways. So let's say, for example, a charity would like, you know, instead of ways to raise up the registrants, some African-American registrants, how can then a PR plan to help them reach the audience better, you know, where we should put the advertisers, where we should, you know, place the, if we should have a website, just consulting them on the methods on making this event successful, as well as reaching the audience. Where I am right now with the artists that I work with, a PR, so they're getting someone that can help them with branding, with advertising, with marketing, with studio outreach, media outreach, interviewing, and calling. That's what you're getting when you're working with everything. You get specific film production, you're getting everything, and you're not going to waste your money on things that you don't necessarily need. I don't like wasting money on things that I haven't really need. So, you know, it's a relationship where you know that you're getting what you're paying for, like, without a doubt.
Have you ever had a client that you see the media stuff that they're doing or the projects that they're doing, and you see so much potential that you have ever willing to invest of your own company resources into that client's project?
Well, I'm actually glad that you worked at it. Yes, my initial client, my first client, November, I invested, you know, everything in that client, everything from A to Z, and I'm still working with that client, and passionately enough, yes, because that client is my fiancé, so, yes, I do have a client things that I'm passionate about that I have to really give that everything into many time, energy, and media outreach, video production, as we've done it all together in my life. So, yes. And there have been some other clients that I wish I could have to kind of choose to represent and, you know, manage and invest in as well. So, yes.
Gotcha. And when you look back over your whole career and your whole journey thus far, is there anything that you would say, if you could, you would do it differently?
I think that one thing I would have done differently, and this is only because I feel that now that I've found my calling and my passion that I wish that I was doing it my whole life, I think that I would only regret not doing it earlier, not figuring out what I'm supposed to do earlier in life.
Gotcha. And do you have someone that you would probably, if you could probably say would be your, I would say your idol, who would it be?
What's the question? I have a couple of idols, but one of my top idols right now would be Michelle Obama.
She embodies class for real. Most classy.
Very classy.
Yes, most definitely. I'd have to totally agree with you there because she has, along with him, have demonstrated. I heard somebody say on the news the other day, "Grace under fire."
Yes.
And I second that motion there at all. Now, if you had a bucket list for a public relations company, what would it be? It's totally up to you.
I would say that we have now, so we should just take it up to the next level. So we're still growing and everything also.
And how long has Ebony Public Relations Company been in existence?
It has been in existence for a year and a month, but Ebony Public Relations is
Gotcha. And what were you doing before you lost Ebony Public Relations?
I was doing what I'm still doing now. I work with a company in Manhattan, and I'm an assistant slash brand coordinator.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have our advertising office just talked about the city of Simmons and for the city of New York. All folks try to do some of their entrepreneurial ventures, childcare in their home, a few different things.
Gotcha. So you have a full basket there of a variety of things that you offer.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Like if a person was to come to Ebony Public Relations Center and say, I'm a motivational speaker, and I would like to get your manager services to engage in getting me more speaking engagement. Is that something that would be under the umbrella of Ebony Public Relations or a separate entity?
Someone who is already out there?
Yes.
Entertainment with your host, national motivational speaker, and community outreach leader, Bobby.